Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, and we are glad you are here on a day in which you now hold your breath and wait to see if Major League Baseball will continue. It seems as if they're going to, but if you're just tuning in, you have had numerous players for the Marlins and coaches test positive for the coronavirus. The Miami Marlins canceled their home opener because of the coronavirus outbreak. They've now had 14 cases in the last couple of days. And they have had to shut things down. Meanwhile, the Phillies and the game against the New York Yankees tonight has also been postponed. So Major League Baseball dealing with an outbreak of the coronavirus, something they just were holding their breath would not happen. But down in Miami, things just have not been able to work out the way the league had hoped. And I don't know what caused it. I don't know if it was just strictly through someone in their family and contact tracing, or if some of the players just decided that, hey, heading to South Beach or maybe some of the clubs was not a bad idea. But right now you're talking about Florida being a hot spot for corona cases throughout our country. And they have set off the alarm bell now throughout Major League Baseball. In addition to that, tomorrow the NFL begins training camp. You've got players reporting being tested for COVID. And the Packers are supposed to get everything underway. And if you can't do it in Major League Baseball, a literally a contactless sport, how can you then hope to get a contact sport like football through an entire season? And we're going to wait to hear and see what Rob Manfred has to say. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it looks as if they are going to continue to press on. Right now, we do not see anything coming out of baseball that would indicate they are considering shutting it down. But, you know, you've got the Marlins who are putting out the word to try to find any major league ready talent, probably dipping into their farm system and other players as they may need to add roster players just because some of these guys might or may not be, if they are showing symptoms, may not be able to come back. I mean, I don't know. John Heyman has been all over this story, and it has been something that, everybody that really covers baseball head to toe has been reporting, but whether it's Jeff Passan of ESPN or John Heyman has been another one, MLB Network and with a fan in New York City. Also works with The Score down in Chicago. He's over here with us many times as a radio.com Major League Baseball insider. He just said, you know, he's hearing that the Marlins are out there looking for extra Major League Baseball quality players. Obviously, they have a lot of concerns, but one of them is just being able to field a team at this point. So we'll see what happens there. But there's certainly some things going on in Major League Baseball that just as baseball gets up and running, just as we start to enjoy some of the highlights, just to, even though the game, as far as Brewers fans go, did not turn out the way you were hoping, losing 2 out of 3 to the Cubs over the weekend, At least you had baseball back, and there was a lot to be excited about. And now maybe this is the big bucket of cold water that suddenly says, nah, baby, nah. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network and of veterans, as the motorcycle ride for Fisher House comes up on the first Sunday, the Labor Day weekend Sunday, Sunday, September 6th. And as far as we know, that is pressing forward. So if you're a motorcycle rider and you want to do some social distancing and maybe some wind therapy and do something good along the way, it's going to look a little different this year, but keep it in the back of your mind. And save the date. Please begin to save the date. And more details to come. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. This one is from Dick Ritchie. Says, baseball already going to cancel itself with what we saw with the Marlins. Football is going to be next. And good riddance at this point. Here's one of the questions I had for all. Twitter is dripping with sarcasm today. There's a lot of finger waggers, out there. Why are people so adamant? Is it just there's some people out there that just hate sports? Or you just feel the need to be that right? What is with some of the – and I don't ever expect any of you – who want to be the sarcastic jag on everybody else's parade to ever call the program, because you don't, for two reasons. One, you like to remain anonymous. You usually have lying names when it comes to Twitter and social media. And two, because if you ever get really called out or get into a debate about it, you can't, because you just like being that person. But what is it about people that just want to see the seasons fail? You know what I mean? Just because? 855-830-8648. Let's go to Luke listening to us in Fall Creek. Luke, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well today. What's happening?
All right. First, I got to give Radio Joe a little crap. Last Friday, he was talking some smack about Arcia, and he had a pretty good weekend. It wasn't too bad.
He had a good weekend.
He had more hits hits than Sogard and Yelich combined. So, and then the other thing that it's really puzzling me. So baseball, you have a 25-man roster, and what's happening in the Miami Marlins organization is terrible. But what I want to know is what's going to happen to a 62-man roster, I believe, in the NFL, plus, 20 coaches, something like that, 15 coaches? I mean, I think the NFL and especially the NCAA are really get this and go, oh, boy, this happened over the weekend. Now you're talking about getting all these guys, and they're even talking about fans coming to the game. What do you think of you want to could possibly the CAA?
Let me say this. Appreciate the phone call. You're just breaking up a little bit there, Luke. So thanks for chiming in. Okay, you had the infectious disease experts over the weekend say that you had four players test positive with the Marlins organization. And they had said at the time, there is no way the Marlins organization should be playing baseball. They should all be in quarantine. And, people with greater minds than I said, nope, go ahead. We're going to play. We're going to put them together. We're going to play. And now you've seen even more of an outbreak. What I would assume is going to happen is you're probably even going to have more tests that come back positive along the way, unfortunately. So now these players have to quarantine. I don't know how this is going to work. So to answer your question, first of all, I did not think that the NCAA is going to be able to put a season together that's going to go uninterrupted. I think it's going to be too hard to tell players, do not leave your dorm room or leave whatever room it is you're staying in, and do not go out and experience college life. I don't see that happening. Which is then going to spread the coronavirus, whether it's asymptomatically or not, and you're going to see the positive tests. And this is coming from the college ranks now, okay, where the tests, if you're talking about football players and such, I can imagine that they're going to have very quality testing. They work with a lot of their own university and medical centers, but In addition to that, I don't think you're going to get it back as quickly as some of the pro leagues. You may. I could be wrong in that, but I don't know if you're going to get it back quicker and more accurate than what you're getting with, say, the NBA or Major League Baseball. As far as the NFL goes, the NFL is looking at Major League Baseball saying, okay, how do you handle this? You know, what constitutes? Now, the one good thing about the NFL is that if you have a positive test, you then have a week to correct, prepare, and move forward. Whereas Major League Baseball, it's like today, you're canceling a game. The very next day, you got a game. You got to figure this out. You got to make the decision. Do I shut it down or do I continue? So they're shutting it down for a day to make sure everything's cleaned, everything's disinfected, everybody's tested. And they get the results back, and they figure out where this spread can be contained. Whereas the NFL and NCAA, you at least get a week to go through your protocols, your motions, and whatever it is you need to do to remain safe. But I agree with you. I don't know how you're going to tell kids in college, don't go out and experience the college experience. And I certainly don't know how they're going to contain hundreds, because you're talking hundreds of people when you're talking a roster for an NCAA team. When it comes to the NFL, you figure about 100 people. By the time you get done with coaches, training staff, all the minions that help the coaches, people that set up meeting rooms, people that set up certain, you know, IT things, and then your front office, and then the players, yeah, I don't know how you're going to be able to do this. I'm crossing my fingers that they figure it out, but I don't know how you're going to be able to do this. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. Richard and Rhinelander when we come back. Richard, don't go anywhere. I'll get you first out of the chute. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, a Wisconsin-based company that provides home and business owners, and industrial owners for that matter, with epoxy floor coverings and polyurea floor coverings at affordable prices with top quality workmanship. Check them out on the web at epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Great people over there. More of the Bill Michaels Show. Richard, I'll get to you coming up next.
Wisconsin wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show continues on, and our friends over at Van Horn Automotive, they want to buy your car. That's right. Any of their Wisconsin or Iowa locations is going to buy your car. Cross-brand selling, whether it's from Ferrari to Geo Metro, they've got it all right now, and your car has never been worth more. No gimmicks, no pressure to trade it in. Sell without the challenges of posting online or meeting strangers who just want to come by and just take a look and processing titles and plates and all that kind of garbage. Visit any Van Horn location or go to vanhornauto.com and you can click on Sell My Vehicle for Kelley Blue Book instant cash offers. If you want to service your financing or finance your service, you can do so. You don't need to put off any unexpected auto repair. Now you can finance it for 0% APR for 12 months on any repair up to $2,000. Application, by the way, quick and easy. It's available at any service center or, again, vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. And you can even buy. You can buy new. You can buy used fully online. You can find a car, finance a car, trade in your vehicle all online. Go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. Remember, they have all the safety measures. They keep in, you know, all the employees and customers safe. They sanitize the workstations multiple times per day. They wear the gloves and the masks and all that kind of stuff. And they're doing everything they can to help you out in your time of need and try to stay open and maintain their business as well. They're family-born. They're employee-owned. Again, go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. So the likelihood, if you're just tuning us in, Major League Baseball has a quandary right now because it looks as if all the games are going to go on as scheduled. Those two games are the only two that are being postponed. The game between the Phillies and the Yankees and then obviously between the Marlins and the Orioles, as the Marlins were supposed to open up at home. The Marlins over the last couple of days have had 14 players now test positive with the coronavirus, and they played the Phillies, so the Phillies are now being re-examined to make sure that none of them have contracted the coronavirus along the way, which postponed tonight's game against the New York Yankees. So the question then becomes, with all of this happening in Major League Baseball, with the rosters being so much larger and it being a physical contact sport, what is your optimism for the NFL at this point as well? Let's go to Richard, listening to us in Rhinelander. Richard, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Well, just fine. Just listening to you and thinking about more baseball, but I'm not sure what it's going to look like.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
What I'd like to talk about, with all the unprecedented changes that have been made, I'd like to suggest one more for the standings. And what that would be was, instead of using the wins and losses the way they do it, go to the hockey system and score 2 points for every win, 0 points for every loss, and if the game is canceled, each team gets 1 point.
You're talking about just for this season then, because of COVID?
Yes, then they don't have to worry about making up games because they're going to have as many likelihood of sick people by trying to make them up to make things even worse.
Right. That might be something they may have to do before it's all said and done if it continues in this direction. Otherwise, we're probably just going to see the cancellation of the season if things continue. And put it this way, appreciate the phone call. If there is an outbreak now, we'll say, with the Philadelphia Phillies, and they also have to shut it down, and then you figure, is it three players or five or eight or ten? At what point does it become so detrimental to a franchise that the franchise just has to pull the plug? You know, now, I will say this, that people say, well, it's the Marlins. And I understand that. The Marlins haven't been the most competitive and or upstanding, you know, franchise here in recent history. So people want to kind of poo-poo it. But you're dealing with general managers and clubhouse workers, front office staff, players, people that were either drafted into that organization, picked up in free agency or what have you. You're dealing with human beings here. No human being is less deserving than another human being because of merely the logo on their hat. So you got to take this extremely serious with these sides. You know, so this is going to be something Major League Baseball is going to have to deal with. And as of right now, I guess on one hand, you can look at the good news and say the protocols with every other team are in place and teams have not been testing positive in rampant cases, and therefore Major League Baseball is just going to continue. And I think for most of us, that's a good thing. We're happy about that. You're going to still see baseball. The Brewers and the Pirates are going to get underway as planned, and hopefully the Brewers get back on the winning track, and we can talk more about that because there is at least a small modicum, I think, of concern. You didn't see Yelich and Keston Hira really do a lot of damage. You saw, you know, Christian Yelich's first hit since he went down with a kneecap injury from last year be a home run to center field against the Cubs. That was on Saturday and helped propel that team to a win. But the bats, for the most part, were pretty silent on Friday and Sunday. So the good news is we do have some things to talk about. The bad news is the breaking news of the day is something that we didn't want to talk about, and that's COVID, and that's where we're unfortunately discussing. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Do it. 855-830-8648. You can find me over on Twitter. Follow us there as well, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. And as stated, you had the infectious disease experts yesterday adamant that the Marlins should not be allowed to play until that team has tested fully and they're all clear. And sure enough, they went ahead and played yesterday. Now you've got more people that are breaking out with this. And again, I just don't know what Major League Baseball has set as the threshold for something like this to, and I don't want them to shut it down. Not at all. But I'd rather them test, take a day off and test to make sure everybody's clean before getting back at it. Ken Rosenthal reporting right now that the Phillies are getting tested today at Citizens Bank Park. Players are heading to the park, then straight home, not allowed to stay together at the field today. So they're going to test everybody and see if they can't make sure that this is very, 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 very limited. and then two, that they're safe, they're home, they're in their self-quarantine, and that if anybody does test positive, they can at least go ahead and get that person into a situation in which they cannot then infect others on the franchise. Let's go to Louie listening to us in Franklin. Louie, how you doing today, man? What's going on? Okay, we'll get to Louie coming up here in a minute. This one's from Megan, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox, "This is a damn shame. This is not something baseball needed right now. What is the likelihood that other teams have the same issue?" Well, the thing, Megan, is that other teams have not reported a high wave of the coronavirus. My assumption is that this is going to, for a team like the Brewers, who have really praised the medical staff and their testing and their protocols and the way they get back to the players almost immediately regarding positive tests, negative tests, and such. A team like the Brewers, I think, at least for the most part, feels pretty secure. And other teams, I'm sure, throughout Major League Baseball do as well. I mean, everybody's wondering, you know, what's out there and, you know, do you have it? Is somebody asymptomatic? Do you know, have you contracted it? Have you done an antibody test? Have you had it? You just didn't know it? All that kind of stuff. But I think a lot of people are feeling safe about it. If this is an isolated thing, then it's a terrible thing for the Marlins franchise, but at least then you can quarantine it and can continue to move forward. If this is something where, let's say, five of the Brewers test positive today and three of the Pirates test positive today and 10 of the Yankees test positive, I mean, if this becomes something where it's just you can't do it, you're putting way too many people in touch with the coronavirus because of the game, well, then obviously Major League Baseball has to step in and just say, you know what, it just isn't worth it. We're just going to scrap 2020 and we'll just get back at it next year. Thanks for coming, everybody, and turn the lights out when you leave. That type of thing. Let's go to Louie now listening to us in Franklin. Louie, how you doing, buddy? What's up?
Hey, Bill. Good to talk to you.
So you too.
I do this health and safety stuff for a living. The company I work for, we're making components for test kits for three of the main four companies that are doing it. So we have not closed. So in my philosophy is make the test results irrelevant. So if you can do everything you can do to minimize this spreading like it is in baseball right now on one team, that then you can do that. And I think they were hard pressed from the gate because they were going back and forth about money instead of the health and safety of players. Health and safety came second, and in a situation like this, it's got to come first. So that's why the NBA, I think they're going to be fine because they did the 14-day quarantine and nobody's going anywhere. That's what's the problem with baseball is they're traveling. And they're touching surfaces and probably not washing their hands as often and interacting with each other and all the things that you really don't want to do right now, they're doing. So they're going to be hard-pressed to finish in the first place. 60 games in 66 days was an uphill task to start. And I think your point earlier about the NFL is why they're going to be fine, too, is there's a week between games, right? And if you're testing people every day, and you're making sure that the people that are on the field do not have the virus, you should be fine. The problem is there's that incubation period of 2 to 14 days with this virus. So you could test negative one day and test positive the next day, and the likelihood that you had the virus 2 days before, which you could pass it. You could pass it for 2 days before you even get symptoms or can test positive. So that's really the challenge that they have. And I think the biggest thing is they're going to different ballparks very quickly, turning around. There's no reason if you're going to play, you know, three game set with the Cubs, do a doubleheader on Saturday, and then go away on, you know, and give you that day on Sunday to recoup and to test and to clean and to make sure that the next ballpark is clean and sanitized. And I think that's really where the crutch was, and I think you see that in a lot of industries right now that are struggling with the virus and outbreaks, is the fact that they have lost control of the things that they can control, the things that we should be controlling, which is limiting social interaction. They're not, because they're on the field together, and they're in the clubhouse together, and they're on the bus together, and they're on the plane together, and then they go to a different stadium, and in batting practice, I can guarantee you they're probably interacting with the other team, and just like they would normally. And that's really what's going to be their challenge to finish the season. And I think that's actually why they expanded the playoffs to 16 teams, because they knew there would be hiccups and there would be situations like this where maybe you're quarantining 1 to 2 teams because of a specific outbreak. But overall, I mean, baseball, the game itself, is probably the most socially distanced game of the four major sports. So their exposure is elsewhere, and I'm sure they have restrictions on where they can go at night and what they can do and where they can get food, but I don't think they're probably stringent enough. You hear the stories about guys going out of the bubble in the NBA to go get some food.
Yeah.
Well, that has caused some backtracking now, right? They've kind of tightened that. And I saw some over the weekend. The NFL said, if you break the guidelines, we're not going to pay you. You're done. You're not going to get paid if you have to be quarantined. So I think baseball, ultimately, I think this is, they were going back and forth about money and when they were going to, you know, get paid. Here's the thing. If you play games, you play them safely, you all get paid. But if you don't play, you have to find a way to do it safely. Otherwise, it doesn't matter if you're talking about money or not if you have to cancel the season.
Yeah, so that's one of the things. No, I appreciate the phone call. That's one of the things that the NBA did was basically like, look, you want to get paid. You know, this is what you need to do. I mean, you don't necessarily just jeopardize yourself. You jeopardize your team. You jeopardize the league. And baseball, I don't know what power the commissioner would have to say, look, you break protocol and suddenly we start to see a breakout because of something like this. I don't know, with as powerful as the Players Association is, if baseball even has the power to throw that in, to say, okay, enough's enough. So I don't know what is going down. But I do know one thing. Look, you can go on this list, and you can end up coming down with COVID, and you've already put yourself out there, so you're going to get paid. Major League Baseball is all guaranteed money. I don't know what the Players Association did or did not allow when it comes to protocols like this, when it comes to the final contract. But that's a very interesting point, and you're right about the NBA. The NBA said it enough. Guys were going, leaving the hotels to go down and greet Uber and DoorDash and such, and still basically getting thrown into quarantine because it's like, look, you're not going to jeopardize everybody else. You can do that in a bubble. You can't do that in each individual city. 855-830-8640. We're going to continue on. When we come back, we're going to hear from the Brewers manager, Craig Counsell. Baseball on the field, not a great weekend for the crew, losing 2 out of 3. You got Christian Yelich still struggling at the plate. Really, there's one concern I have, and it's a minimal, minuscule concern regarding Christian Yelich right now. And people, I think, it's kind of an overreaction Monday to what went on over the weekend. But there's just one aspect of this that just bothers me a little bit, raises an eyebrow. But for the most part, I believe it's all going to subside before it's all done. But I'll tell you what that is when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael Show, we continue on. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, they still have their big rally coming up, the rally weekend, which is Labor Day weekend. They're going to have all kinds of bands, food, you name it, great deals. The vendors are going to be there as well. And they have a huge, huge space out there in Oconomowoc where you can do some social distancing and maybe, just maybe, get the bike of your dreams as well. They have a lot going on out there, not just for the rally weekend coming up in the beginning of September, but also right now, right here, right now, today, tomorrow, and all throughout the rest of the riding season. Stop out, make the best deal on a used bike, a new bike. Hey, if you got a used bike and you got a bike you want to kind of check out the value of, they're doing free evaluations as well. Stop in and see my buddy Craig out there, the general manager, and they're making all kinds of deals right now and trying to bring in as much inventory as they possibly can bring in. And the 2020s are amazing, but 2020s need to go because they got to start making room for the 2021s as well. So stop out to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. By the way, voted best Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, or best dealership, Harley-Davidson dealership, a couple of times now, back-to-back years by the Harley-Davidson Motor Company. So that's a huge honor. Get out of the house. Just get out of the house. Do some wind therapy. You can still socially distance on a bike, did some wind therapy, and just feel good. You know, do a little riding. And maybe if you want some motor clothes or coming up in the fall season, you want chaps, you want leathers, you want jackets, you want helmets, you want glasses, whatever it happens to be, or just stuff for your home. Maybe you're a Harley enthusiast. They've got it all. That's Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc. And tell them I sent you to. Go to WisHD.com. That's WisHD.com. So Craig Counsell, he said, look, right now with Lauer and Peralta and Corbin Burns, and he's like, no, there's not a competition here.
I see them as pitching, them all pitching a lot of innings. I don't see necessarily even, you know, if we can get them stretched out as pitching. You know, if Eric Lauer stretched out, he could keep going in that game. He could take us through the eighth inning. I mean, that's how I kind of see that. So, you know, I don't necessarily see it as a competition. I mean, we're going to have to pick a guy to start that may change from time to time, you know, who starts the game and who comes in next or whatever. But I think their strength is that we have that number. And we have enough guys that are different where it can help us, you know, lefties and righties, where it can help us throughout the course of the game and take pressure off, you know, having to cover some of those middle innings in games.
Talking about covering middle inning, fourth inning yesterday, you know, Craig Counsell talks about Freddie Peralta and Corey Knebel in that inning.
I thought he was at a little bit of a point where there's fatigue maybe setting in a little bit. The velocity went down a little bit. And so we, you know, I tried to put a fresh guy in there that, you know, could get out of a jam almost, like close that inning out. And then the plan was to go to Eric, and it just, you know, they, I thought Corey made some good pitches, especially I thought he made a good pitch to Horner, fastball right where he wanted it. Top of the zone, and he did a nice job putting the bat on the ball and hitting a ground ball up the middle. And then they got on a couple of mistakes, and you know that's how they broke it open.
So you start to look at the matchups, and then you think, okay, so why did Craig Counsell? He explains why he went with Corey Knebel to be the first one to come out of the pen.
I think every one of our guys has got to be able to pitch in that situation, and I thought it was a spot where you know he's been in it before. You know, it was like an early game save almost, trying to get it like an early game save, you know, but we're still down there and just trying to keep it close. So, you know, we got to put Corey back out there. He's going to get better as we put him back out there, and we're going to continue to do so.
But Eric Lauer, he said Lauer came in, gave him exactly what they were looking for.
He gave us exactly what we were hoping for. I think that was probably the you know, we're trying three innings, you know, under 50 pitches was kind of what we were thinking. And then he delivered exactly what we thought. I believe that was his first ever appearance out of the bullpen. I thought he handled it really well. I mean, we were hoping to give him a clean inning. Just didn't work that way. But he did everything, you know. And you know, that's outing number four for Eric. So we have to build him. But that was the perfect way for it to happen. And he's ready to do more. And we'll give him some rest and get him back out there.
And last but not least, Craig Counsell says, yes, I understand what many of you are seeing. I'm seeing it too, and that is the frustration of what, you know, Christian Yelich is going through after just three games.
No, I mean, I don't see frustration. I mean, he obviously wants to – every hitter wants to hit every time up there and wants to produce, and he expects to. He expects to at a really very high level. You know, he didn't have a great series, and – moves on to the next one.
So there you go. That was Craig Counsell. And they're sitting right now 1-2, heading into Pittsburgh, trying to get a little mojo. You see what's going on with Christian Yelich. And one of the things that I think, and again, it only, let me specify this, because I've already got people jumping on me. How can you even question Christian Yelich? I'm not questioning Christian Yelich. The only thing that I can say looks off is not making contact the way he normally does. Normally, Christian Yelich is always either putting the ball in play or at least – getting pieces of it, and he's a battler when it comes to at bats. And right now, he's not making as much contact. That's the one thing that probably bothers me more than anything. And I can say, look, it's Christian Yelich. It's probably going to be a blip on the radar more so than anything. But if it continues, you can look at that and then say, yes, that would be one thing that I would look at and start to say, okay, is there a level of concern? But again, it's Christian Yelich. You know, that's like saying Hank Aaron went through a you know, a 20-game stretch and didn't hit a home run. I mean, you know what's going to happen. You know he's going to come back and start swinging the bat and be okay. But just in what we have noticed in the first three games is it's been the consistent ability to put the bat on the ball. It's not just to get a hit. It's been able to put the bat on the ball. I mean, obviously on Saturday got a great first swing, power swing, and drove the ball to center field, drove it out of the ballpark. But you also want that level of consistency out of him. And it's going to come, but, you know, when you just say, okay, what are the observations? That's one of the observations. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. When you get caught eating dinner, that's one thing. But it's where you get caught eating dinner. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, reminder, coming up a week from today, we're going to be at Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex, and there are only 7 tickets remaining. Only 7 tickets remaining. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, then please go to either one, tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. And they get your tickets. Or you can just go to the Ironwood Golf Course and see my buddy Mike Lehman, the GM out there, and pick up your tickets. And if you have 2 foursomes and we need an extra ticket, I'll give you my ticket, that'll get you in. But we got a lot of fun coming up. It is going to be next week, Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex, which is just west of Milwaukee. And then in a couple of weeks, we are coming to the Chippewa Valley. We're going to be at Chippewa Falls at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club, and a limited number of tickets left for that as well. So that one's selling really fast. That is going to be a cigar dinner hosted by Drew Estate, which is Fat Bottom Betty, Sweet Jane, Undercrown Maduro, and the Kentucky Fire Cured Ponies. That's going to be some fantastic cigars. And if you don't smoke cigars, that's fine, because you still get cocktails, you still get the dinner, you still get the Q&A, and we have a lot of fun and tell a lot of stories. And it's a great time. It just happens to be that cigars are involved in this. And if you, you know, look, it's outside, so you're not going to have a bunch of cigar smoke in your face. Open to both men and women. Come on out and enjoy yourself again. That is going to be Monday, August 3rd, a week from today, in Sussex over at Ironwood Golf Course. And then it is going to be on August 13th. August 13th, that's going to be, which is, by the way, a Thursday. That is going to be in Chippewa Falls at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club. Both of those dinners are selling fast. A limited number of tickets left, so get them now and hurry up. 855-830-8648. So the Clippers guard, Lou Williams. He not only left the NBA bubble, he wanted to get some dinner. We all need to get some dinner every now and then. Maybe the chef wasn't preparing the meals that he wanted. Maybe he just wanted a variety, okay? So he risks, you know, leaving the bubble because he wants to get dinner. But he wanted to get dinner at a strip club. He went to a gentleman's club. Come on, man. See, this is what we talk about. And I know Stephen A. Smith caught a lot of grief for this when he said this a couple of weeks ago. But some of the guys are going to want to be the guys, and they don't give a damn. And they got to get to the club, and they got to make it rain, and they just don't care. And so he went out and got busted, complaining about it, you know. Oh, I can't believe this. Can't believe they're going to make me quarantine. Can't believe for right now I'm kicked out of the bubble. So the Clippers guard Lou Williams leaves the bubble, because not only does he want to eat dinner, but he's got to eat it at a strip club. Got to. This, you know what? Sometimes, you know what? You have the ability to be a terrific athlete, and you got unbelievable mad skills, but you have to be just a mental midget to do this, and or just not give a damn. And these are some of the things we talk about when we say, well, they can put them in a bubble and keep it clean. No. As long as you have stupid people will do stupid things, and stupid things lead to coronavirus. And if you're not, think about this. Think about if he doesn't get caught doing it and he gets back in. And I'm not saying he did or would have contracted the coronavirus, but just think about, let's just say he would have, and then you go in and expose everybody to this. You could literally shut the bubble down and shut the rest of the season down because you had to eat dinner at a strip club. It's one thing if you go to a fine dining restaurant, or if, you know, you're going to be, I don't know, even if you're going down to a Wendy's. But to go sit there and make it rain at the strip club, that just, you know, come on. Not the smartest thing in the world to do. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. The NFL and the NFLPA, they have come to an agreement on safety protocols for this season. Two things I think are probably the most poignant questions I can bring you. One is, do you think it's going to be enough? And two, do you think the NFL season goes uninterrupted? 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. By the way, coming up here in the next half hour, 40 minutes, we're going to hear from the Bucks head coach, Mike Budenholzer, talk with him about, you know, what's going on down in the bubble and get his reaction to what he saw out of the last couple of scrimmages for the Bucks. Also, later on in the program, I'm going to hear from the Bucks forward Kyle Korver, and you're going to hear some of his thoughts as well as the Bucks in the bubble continue to get ready for the tip-off of the remainder of the season coming up this weekend. They got one more scrimmage to go before they strap it up for real, so stay tuned for that. A lot more coming up. A lot more coming up. In case you're just tuning in, breaking news today, the Orioles and the Marlins, Yankees and the Phillies both postponed because of the coronavirus. The Marlins have had 14 cases in the last couple of days. Played the Phillies this past weekend, so the Phillies now have to be tested as well. But to the Marlins now having more than a few guys, whether it's in a 14-day or a 2-day quarantine, we will wait and see. But nevertheless, those games postponed because of the coronavirus. So we'll talk more about the NFL season coming back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.